All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? We're talking unexpected setbacks, frustrating disappointments, maybe even the occasional existential crisis. But hey, that's just part of the human experience. The good news is, we don't have to be victims of circumstance. We can actually build resilience that inner strength to bounce back stronger than ever, and Stoicism offers some powerful tools to do just that. Think about it. Ancient Greek philosophers figured out centuries ago how to navigate life's storms with grace and grit. They didn't have iPhones, Netflix binges, or self-driving cars. Their challenges were real and raw. So, what can we learn from their wisdom? Today, we're diving into some key Stoic disciplines that can supercharge your resilience and help you face whatever life throws your way. First up, acceptance. Ever felt like life was constantly trying to knock you down? Like everything just goes wrong at the worst possible time. That's where acceptance comes in. It's not about being a doormat, folks. It's about recognizing that certain things are outside of our control: traffic jams, annoying emails, that one friend who always borrows your stuff and forgets to return it. We've all been there. Accepting these realities doesn't mean we like them, but it frees us from the frustration of fighting a losing battle. Focus on what you can control. Your reactions, your choices, your attitude. Next, mindfulness. You know that feeling when your mind races a mile a minute, constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button. It's about being present in this moment, appreciating the small things, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a deep breath. Pay attention to the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping, the delicious coffee brewing in the background. These little moments add up and create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Now, self-discipline. This one's about building those mental muscles, folks. It's the ability to stick to your goals, resist temptations, and push through when things get tough. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't just expect to run 26 miles without consistent effort. Start small with little acts of self-discipline: waking up earlier, resisting that extra slice of pizza, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. It builds momentum, and before you know it, you're tackling bigger challenges with ease. Reason. Remember those ancient Greek philosophers? They were all about logic and reason. It's not about being a cold, emotionless robot. It's about making decisions based on clearer thinking, evidence, and values. When emotions run high, step back, analyze the situation objectively, and ask yourself, what's truly important here? What makes sense in the long run? Finally, purpose. This is about finding meaning and direction in your life, the guiding star that keeps you going when things get tough. What are you passionate about? What legacy do you want to leave behind? It doesn't have to be some grand, world-changing mission. It could be something as simple as being a good friend, making people laugh, or leaving the world a little brighter than you found it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing a tough deadline at work. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and tempted to just throw in the towel. But then you remember these Stoic principles. You accept that deadlines are part of the job, practice mindfulness to calm your racing mind, remind yourself of your self-discipline and past successes, use reason to break down the task into manageable steps, and draw strength from your pups. Maybe it's contributing to a project you believe in or supporting your team. Suddenly, the mountain doesn't seem so daunting anymore. So there you have it. I have powerful Stoic tools for building resilience. Remember, this isn't about becoming some emotionless Stoic superhero. It's about incorporating these principles into everyday life to navigate challenges with greater strength, clarity, and peace of mind. Now, I want to hear from you. What Stoic principle resonates with you the most? Have you applied any of these tools in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.